Welcome to Classy Ring Attire. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to class up wrestling.
Why, yes, we shall.
With monocles.
With monocles and top hats and furry kitties in our laps.
Yes. No, hairless kitties.
You can have a hairless kitty. Those things are creepy.
Those aren't creepy.
I want a furry kitty.
Those are creepy and nasty.
Yes, that's my cat. He just meowed at you. His name is Charles.
It's a terrible cat name.
You know what? You go off with your demon cat somewhere. Let's talk about wrestling.
All right. Night of Champions happened.
It did.
I feel like I'm in, like, an anonymous thing from, like, hi, I'm Joel, and I like Night of Champions.
Yeah, but you really shouldn't feel like that, because it was pretty good.
You shouldn't feel ashamed
to like it, like... It was...
Like, on principle, okay. Past me hates present me. It's like, you swore we'd never like it.
True. But when you compare it to SummerSlam...
Compared to SummerSlam?
SummerSlam was awful.
What up with this?
I mean, and I can't really remember... I mean, it was only a month ago, but I can't even remember why it was so terrible other than the Kevin Rudolph performance. That's the only thing that really... Maybe that's what did it. Like, that's what stuck in my head. Like, Kevin Rudolph performed, now you must hate this thing.
I'm sitting here, Brock Lesnar was on. What else happened? I guess
Because, I mean, the Punk-Cena-Big Show match wasn't bad.
Yeah. It might have just been the music. It might have just tipped the scales for me.
Might have.
Because, yeah, I like Triple H and Brock Lesnar fine, and I liked...
And it started with Jericho and Ziggler, right?
Yeah. Jericho and Ziggler were on? Why did I hate that SummerSlam?
I don't know. Just the ending, I felt kind of cheated. At the end, like,
yeah,
I didn't want Triple H tapping out like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, no, I'm with you. I kind of ended SummerSlam on like a
maybe that's what it was. It was just too much of a sour note at the end.
Yeah.
And then the following night we got that weird, or not the following night, but like a week after that we got that weird
the retirement speech that goes, "Am I retired?"
It's like, oh, I'm just going to take some time off and get a hedgehog haircut.
What's up with people suddenly hating their long hair? Don't they know it makes it look like a hit in the face?
But these are guys that aren't wrestling anymore.
Well,
Edge pulls it off.
Edge looks dapper in short hair.
Triple H just looks pervy. Like,
but like, you know,
that might have more to do with the nose.
I would expect to see Triple H in a ring, and I expect to see Undertaker in a ring again.
Well, it works for Undertaker too. Except the mohawk doesn't really go good with the guy liner.
Yeah.
It kind of throws the other off.
Well, I just remember, like, it was supposed to be really dramatic when he took that hood off for the first time. It was like, no hair!
And then ruined in Raw 1000.
And we were all like,
maybe he's worth it.
I think.
Maybe he's Undertaker.
I think Undertaker versus Hood. It'd be the one time we're like, oh, the streak could end tonight! That hood has put up a fight in the past!
That hood sold almost as hard as Ziggler. That's right, people. Yeah. We're opening up the show talking about hairstyles in wrestling. Welcome to our show.
Classy, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, people punching each other. Did that happen at all this week?
Do they have fancy smancy hairdos? I don't care.
We opened up with a Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
Chris!
I didn't catch it, though.
Tell us who won the Battle Royale.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Tell us who won the Battle Royale.
I didn't
Royale.
Watch it.
But you know who won, didn't you?
That's irrelevant. I didn't watch
don't
it.
Don't you know who won?
Screw you.
Tell me who won.
Screw you.
Tell me.
You will never get me to say it.
In the current roster of 84 active wrestlers, who picked
how
the winning
you know
wrestler?
You went and counted, didn't you?
Like a while ago.
Has anyone been fired?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think. No, and JBL's been brought back. So 85 active wrestlers.
It's
although
not active.
Okay. I guess King's not active anymore. King was on the active roster.
So, fraudulent numbers. That's right.
83.
Joel is lying to the audience.
83
right now.
Active wrestlers.
Send all your complaints to at Jay Glio on Twitter. Or Joel Glio, isn't it?
You don't know my Twitter handle. I don't even have Twitter.
Who have I been talking to all this time?
I don't know. Some guy in Missouri.
Somebody with a terrible haircut.
You have a weird face.
I know.
Your face is weird. The important thing to take from this.
Welcome to the personal jabs section of our podcast.
The important thing to take from this is that Joel called it and Chris didn't. Chris is a big, fatty, fat loser, and Joel is the
Wizard. Oh, now we're doing weight jokes. Now we're doing fat jokes. Okay, all right.
I'm not saying you're fat. Right. I'm saying...
I'm turning my chair around.
I'm saying that your loss is a fat loss.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to the wall over here. I hope this comes up on the recording.
Do you know?
Edit around this.
Do you know who guesses matches better than you? The wall. A clever joke on Joel's part.
I don't think there's any stats to prove that. I'm pretty sure the wall
hasn't gotten one wrong yet, and you have.
But he hasn't gotten any right though.
I know, so he's at 0-0 and you're for 0-1.
I hate you.
So technically the wall's got a better track record than you. And Joel's 1-1.
Yes, but 0 out of 0 is still 0%.
Yeah, but you're in some negative percent.
No, I'm not. 0 for 1 is still 0%.
But you got one wrong.
You
suck. The wall has yet to get one wrong.
You suck at math.
You don't even know how to math.
Shut up.
We're getting off topic.
Oh, now we're getting off topic.
Just a smidgen.
Okay. That I'm questioning Joel's math skills.
Mathacity.
Mathematical.
Welcome to Classy Ring Attire. I'm Joel.
I hate myself.
As he should.
Yes, Ryder won.
Yeah, Ryder won.
Hoorah. I didn't get to catch the pre-show.
I actually didn't either. I just found out later.
I mean, I'm assuming nothing.
I hope there wasn't anything amazing. However,
Cena turned heel just for the pre-show.
And he was face again by the end of the night.
Yep.
However, this is like Zack Ryder's like 4th or 5th Battle Royale win in the past whatever.
Wait to get that set up. You're almost Joel.
In the past recent time that I thought about. The point is, Zack Ryder's won a lot of battle royales recently.
Yes, he has. Keep going.
So, that's a thought. Moreover, I'm done with this.
Just talk amongst yourselves. Just think about it.
That's it.
That's your homework. So, come back to us.
I'm done with it. That's all I needed to say.
I love that you went nowhere with it, and I called you on it. Oh,
Chris, what the heck?
That makes up for it. The next match is the Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental Championship with Miz, Cody Rhodes, Sin Cara, and Rey Mysterio. Joel, did you give a crap?
What I predicted. Did we predict this one?
No, they didn't even announce this one.
Right.
I don't think.
I mean, we have speculated, but we guessed it was going to be a triple threat because we weren't putting Sin Cara in it.
Okay. Giving Sin Cara the benefit of the doubt, screw that noise. I'd rather be wrong.
No,
I'd rather
enough.
Be the wall.
Fair enough. Nice callback. Moments earlier.
Oh, this wall. Oh, dear Lord. This wall is going to be a star. The wall is going to have more Twitter followers than we do. I have given a crap because I like Miz and like Cody.
I know. I like Miz and I
wanted to like this match, but it still had Team Luchador.
No, well, that's the thing. Is like there were some nice spots in this match, and it was specifically when Miz and Cody were fighting.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'd like to see more of them
and
on
Miz
the TV.
Won, so,
please.
You know, hooray.
Yes.
We had the Tag Team Championship match.
Team Friendship!
Team Friendship, which, if, for those that don't know, Team Friendship is between Kane and Daniel Bryan. And if you don't know that, just educate thyself, friends. Going against the tag team champions, R-Truth and Kofi Kingston. Yeah. I forgot what R-Truth's name was there for a second. It's R something.
That R fella?
The R fella. I had absolutely no problem with this match. It was everything that I possibly could have wanted. It just delivered on all levels for me.
Kane and Daniel Bryan,
they
are perfect right
now. It's like, I don't know what it is, but they just, the two of them together just works perfectly. In all aspects, like, especially comedically. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is them ad-libbing stuff or coming up with their own ideas or writers giving them the ideas. I don't care what it is. Keep doing it.
Whoever's brain this is coming out of, well done.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The endings to the match are fantastic. Like, it just them, like, just hating each other into, like, the pin.
It's a victory hate.
It's a victorious hate. And they won the championship, and then they both declared themselves the tag team champion. Like, Daniel Bryan declared that he was
the tag team champions.
And Kane did the same. And
Disney World! Disney World.
We had a backstage sequence where AJ was kind of going berserk. And there was the doctor, I forgot his name, because he's not Harold. He's not Harold, so he's not worth me memorizing his name. Daniel Bryan and Kane, and, you know, doctor was trying to reason with him, and he's like, Daniel, do you have anything you would like to tell Kane? And he was like, well, congratulations, Kane. And then he's like, Kane, do you have anything to say? And Kane just walks off. And Daniel Bryan turns his back, and he's like, what a crap, man. Like, I opened myself up, and that's why I'm the tag team champion. And next thing you know, here comes Kane with a giant thing of Gatorade, just splashes it all over Daniel Bryan. And he's like, what do I have to say? I'm going to Disneyland. And he just, he doesn't skip, but he very closely starts skipping away.
Kane?
That's about as happy as I've ever seen Kane.
We talked about this earlier. Kane is just like a real trooper. When it comes to what the WWE wants him to do.
True.
And, he is like the only guy.
But it seems like this is, like, it seems like this time, he's legit having fun.
Yeah.
And it's so great to see. Like, it's so, like, I'm having fun watching him.
Well, like, this guy goes from, like, you know, Brother of Destruction, super serious, you know, into, like, mask removal, into this baby, into, like, this, you know. And he, like, goes up and down the main event to mid card to main event to mid card.
And don't you dare forget about Katie Beck.
That happened. Sidestep. But then, like, you know, even recently we had angry at, you know, finding his brother's attacker, which translates into playing the trombone with Santino, which translates back into the feel the hate, embrace the hate, whatever, which now is going to Disney World, I'm the tag team champion, Team Friendship.
Like, he's
just ping-pong all over the map, and it works.
Well, what do you expect? His parents would burn.
I mean, this is exactly where I want him right now.
Oh, yeah.
Never leave.
No, never.
For my useless musings that don't go anywhere for this match.
Oh, okay.
This is Kane's 12th, 7th win at tag team champion with a different partner.
Really?
Kane hasn't had a ton of partners. How many partners has he been tag team champions with?
He probably should get tested.
STD
humor! It only took us, what, 30-something episodes?
There you go. Have we never had an STD joke in all of our time recording?
I mean, I would say no, but let's be honest. With my memory,
I believe somewhere in there. I'm not going to go back and listen to old archive, but you
like
should.
At some point, Curtis talked about gonorrhea in like episode 12 or something.
There you go. Next match.
On that note, we have the United States Championship, Antonio Cesaro and Zach Rydelson.
Yep.
Am I getting that right?
Zach Rydor.
Rydorson?
The, as Joel predicted, winner of the Battle Royale.
Thank you.
That's how I'll be introduced from now on. Uh-huh. The As Joel Predicted winner.
But it was only for this one night, so when else are we going to ever talk about this?
Whenever we talk about Zack Ryder.
Yeah, every time Zack Ryder comes up, we're going to be like, remember that time in Night of Champions in 2012? I correctly predicted that he would win the Battle Royal, even though he ended up jobbing to Cesaro in the main show.
It depends. Like, for the next couple of weeks, probably so. And, you know, I don't know how long this little Zack Ryder push is going to be.
And you know what? I'll fire back and be like, hey, where's John Morrison? No, that's right.
Hanging out in the back of Chris Masters.
You know what?
Someday John Morrison isn't going to come back. You're going to have nothing.
Every other episode, you bring this up.
You brought it up!
Well, you didn't have to go that far with it.
You're going to sit there and cry into your hands.
Not really.
I'm gonna be like, ha-ha.
I'm like, all right, he's back, hooray.
Yeah.
Joel probably has something non-PG going on in his pants because of it.
You'll be excited for the Shaman of Sexy, for the Prince of Parkour.
I don't know about excited. I'll be okay. I never really liked him.
But he did that Spider-Man
move. Yes, he did that one Spider-Man move, and I was pretty amazed. And hooray for that. But that was it.
No!
What was that?
That was a no noise. It was a noise of disagreement.
Is that going to be a thing now? Like, anytime one of us disagree, one of us has to say, no, no,
no, no, you're wrong. Dinner world. All right, next match.
I like how we mentioned this match just so Joel can bring up the fact that he predicted it right again.
I have no feelings towards this match.
No, I don't either. All I know is I'm tired of the freaking five languages.
Oh, crap. I hate the five languages thing.
And he has really weird nipples.
I know I've said it before to you, and I've probably said it before in here, but I'll say it again. He should not be rivaling The Undertaker in ring entrance time. And because of the five languages he does, like, this is ridiculous. So, no. Boo to that. And not boo in the way we're supposed to be booing. Boo into poor booking.
Like, if I actually paid attention, like, his ring stuff isn't that bad, but I'm just being overshadowed by the five language gimmick and his weird looking nipples.
He needs to wrestle with the shirt on. Is that what you're saying? He needs to
Mysterio up. I think that would be the courteous thing to do. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I was distracted. However he sounds out the Swiss accent. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll just tape these.
He just does elbow moves the whole time.
Oh, he holds them with his hands.
He just covers it up.
He just elbow fights. I mean, he'll still beat Santino.
Probably so.
Next match, Randy Orton versus Dolph Ziggler. Thanks to Orton, we don't care about Ziggler. What the crap?
You don't care about it?
I mean,
story wise, no, I don't care about this story wise. But it was a really good match.
It was a decent
and
match.
It was a
decent match where we got Orton middle finger.
Yeah, we did get Orton middle finger. But to me, this defines Orton's career right now. He's a genuinely talented in-ring guy.
With nothing to do.
There's literally nothing for us to care about.
Yeah, like he's done everything. He's pretty much been every storyline imaginable, almost, that we can think of.
I mean, I still fully believe he's going to go out there, and every time he goes out there, he's going to put on a perfectly fine match.
But it's something, like, there's something, like, he seems like he's frustrated himself. Like, he's giving fingers to the fans, he's dropping F-bombs in the ring, or really close to the camera, and they have to delay him out.
Yeah.
So it seems like something's going on with him.
I'm really curious if they're, like,
being cautious?
Yeah.
And not really wanting to put him in anything?
The two strikes thing. So, I don't know.
Anyone else on the current roster with two strikes? I mean, Evan Bourne, whenever he comes back.
He went from zero to two in, like, the record time.
No kidding. Is there anything else you want
to... Yeah, but I'll come back to it, because it ties into a match later.
All right, Citizen Kane, jeez. Oh, I'm going to artistically come back, reference back to it, when we're talking about something completely unrelated.
It's related, that's the point, Rosebud. Carry on.
Can that please be our nickname for Ziggler now?
Rosebud? What happened to Dolph Ziggler could sell drugs to CM Punk?
That's our saying.
Sorry. Fine. We can call him Rosebud. Even though he doesn't wear pink anymore.
Like a hipster.
Like a hipster.
Okay, of course, the night where John... I mean, I know Ziggler's been wearing the black shirt like the past couple weeks, I think. At least the past week.
Well...
But of course, the night when, you know, they announced this whole campaign with Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. And everyone's wearing pink, and Cena's wearing pink, we have the pink rope. Of course, that's when Ziggler decides to switch over to the black and white, I think.
Yeah, black and white shirt.
Because he was wearing pink before anyone else was, and that's just the pure definition of a hipster.
Although...
And that's the quickest way to get Chris to hate you, and I really don't want to hate him.
Also, Sandow was wearing pink up till last night. Then he switched to purple.
I know he always wore purple knee pads.
Yeah, but he had like... A bright pink.
Monday night, he had the
crushed velvet look.
Crushed velvet. I don't know. It looked pretty comfy.
I mean,
I can't really fault him for it because that looked pretty comfy.
I was like, for your jimmies.
It's like the regular jean that has the outline of the pants, so you know that your manhood could fit in there. Just in case you're wondering, Brett Favre says that your manhood can fit in those Wranglers.
I know you know what we're talking about. That commercial shows up all the time on
USA.
Exactly.
They outline the crotch every time they big you.
The V versus the U.
you don't want a V. You only want a U.
Let's go back to wrestling. Instead of Brett Favre fans.
No more crotch talk.
What happened next? I believe it was a Devo.
Yeah, Divas Championship. Caitlyn was... mysteriously attacked in the backstage area, so last minute they threw in Eve against Layla for the Divas Championship, and Eve won.
One of only two title changes.
Yeah, and
at champions. I'm trying to think of things to say about it.
That was the weird moment during the match when Layla had Eve had this weird leg lock thing on Layla. And then out of nowhere, Eve decided that she was going to break the hold herself. And we thought that was weird. And then we found out the next day that it was because of a wardrobe malfunction.
A major wardrobe malfunction.
Major wardrobe... speaking is fun. A major wardrobe malfunction.
There you go. Nice job.
We're not going to talk about what it is because we don't want you dirty people to go on the internet to search it, because we already did that.
but you know what it was.
Trust us, if you're on the internet and you're a wrestling fan, you've looked at this already.
Next match.
You dirty people.
Next match.
In the words of Cabin in the Woods, your basic human needs disgust me. Next match. Do we really have to move on to this match? I don't care.
And for our main event.
Fine, let's talk about this. The World Heavyweight Championship match. Sheamus versus Alberto Del Rio.
I literally have less to say about this match.
That's why I tailed off there at the end.
Than I do about the Divas match.
I couldn't even build up the effort to fully say the card for the match.
Here's the thing. The one, like, little tiniest... change or different or hook storyline hook the banning of the bro kick, they took that away. Like, let's make this as run of the mill as possible.
Yep.
What's this, the risk or chance of something? No, absolutely as run of the mill as possible. Make sure this is the exact match we've seen for months on end now. So boo to that. Do not let these two fight in a cell. Get rid of this feud.
I'm so glad you actually started talking about that, because I literally wasn't going to say
get rid of this feud.
I wasn't going to say a single thing about this match because I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
I'm past not caring. I'm into genuinely upset that
this
feud still exists.
This is almost how I felt last time with Randy Orton and Christian, because I know a lot of people like the feud and everything, but I pretty much hated it. Not to this level though. Like, this level of hatred towards two wrestlers, I've never felt this way about anything before. This amount of hatred that this is still going, and they're force-feeding it to us so freaking hard.
This is...
I've had enough.
Absolutely. This is the worst thing that's going on in wrestling right now.
I would make that a little bit broader. Any type of sporting thing, probably my least favorite. Like, I hate this more than the... the stupid replacement refs in the NFL.
More than the NFL lockout?
I hate this more than the NHL lockout. I hate this more than the Cubs not making the playoffs. I hate this more than Jay Cutler playing last Thursday night, being a Bears fan. I hate this more than the Bears offensive line.
So it's bad.
It is pretty near apocalyptic.
Stop it! Stop it!
This PSA was sponsored by Classroom Attire. This is Joel and Chris coming to you live and telling you now, just stop it.
Boo! Boo to your booking. Your booking is bad and you should feel bad. Next match.
Next match. Final match. CM Punk and John Cena for the WWE Championship. Really good match.
This was nice.
A very good match.
This was nice.
It was a good pick-me-up from what happened before, just before this.
Yes.
My only complaint was that we didn't see a definitive end. I would have liked to see a definitive end.
Like
a clean finish. I would have loved to see that.
I would have...
One way or the other. You know, I would have been a little pissed if Cena had won cleanly or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to have seen a clean finish.
Well, here's the thing. Because we've since learned that Cena will be taking some time off.
Oh, 2 weeks. Hooray.
Well, we know he has to be taking some time off. That would have been a really good spot to give him some legitimate time off, which he hasn't had in years.
Like play up an injury on from the Champions.
Yeah, especially from the rock bottom. Because that can, like, be brought back in the upcoming months.
And he legit rolled his ankle, so, I mean, what more do you need?
There's that, and we're assuming this feud is to be played out until January onward. So that's a great way to stall out the feud now.
And then
bring it back at Survivor Series, or TLC, with, you know, here comes Cena back. So, I'm really curious why they didn't do that. And not really curious, because I'm pretty sure the answer is t-shirts, but...
Well, I think... Because, see, I keep going back and forth, like, because we just learned about the surgery today. There was no precursors to this, no real sign of this coming. So, I don't know if this was a... pardon the pun for what he had surgery on, if this was a spur-of-the-moment thing. So this is bone spurs.
Oh, I got it.
I'm aware.
I didn't laugh for a reason, Chris. Carry on with your point.
But I don't know if this was just a spur of the moment. Or something that they had kind of planned. I'm leaning towards it was something unexpected that he needed to go at. Or, you know what? Maybe it was just something he was putting off long enough to do his hometown Boston thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with the Susan G. Komen thing, he's not going to be gone.
No. Nah.
He will be on camera at least for the next 2 weeks,
I think. That's a good point.
They might get away with having him off next Monday night, but within 2 weeks, he'll be on camera.
I don't know. I'm really curious about, like, a lack of any storyline reason for him to be gone. So, like, this Monday, he walked away.
WWE, like, officially announced it themselves.
Yeah,
that he had the surgery.
I know, but...
So, I mean, they can talk about it.
We'll see. We'll see next Monday. Here's another thing I wanted to point out. Twice this Sunday.
Twice.
We got a booyah moment, you know, where wrestlers are trading blows, really nice. Booyah, booyah.
Yeah.
We got that twice. Two different matches.
Okay.
In both matches, both times, the heels were being yeah'd and the faces were being booed, which was Dolph Ziggler and Randy Orton.
Rosebud.
And then this one, sorry. Rosebud. And then this one. This is the reason why, because I wanted to do the comparison.
I didn't laugh for a reason.
So, it wasn't a joke. It was point out that I had a legitimate reason. I wasn't being a jerk about my...
Fair enough.
I'll save it for later.
Make a point.
My point is... why for these two guys is WWE so insistent that they be heels. Where is the end advantage to these guys being heels?
You said it was
Ziggler and then, Punk.
Okay.
Because their top two faces got booed. Not really by too far to their own, although Cena would have been booed in some ways anyway.
Right.
But their top two faces were booed largely because of the heels they were facing.
Yeah. The only answer I can come up with is I don't know. I don't understand it. Because I think these people are tired. We're all tired of seeing the same stuff. And the people who aren't giving us the same stuff just happens to be Ziggler and Punk.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other guys, but these are the major ones right now. And it's just...
I mean, I don't know. And the thing is, I don't think any character change needs to be made. Like, you know, it's not showing off if you back it up thing works fine as a cocky face.
Yeah.
I think. The only thing...
I would
thing,
love to see a cocky face. We haven't really... I don't think we've ever had a cocky face like that.
Not since, like, The Rock.
Yeah, him and Shawn Michaels, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, but, you know, in the past, whatever, the faces have always been, you know...
Down to earth.
For the fans, kind
of. For the fans. We're here because of them. We're just here to put on a good show, you guys.
Yeah.
Just the spirit of competition is all we need. Just everything is just so dandy in the middle of the road.
This is why I need to bring back up. Get rid of Vicky. Vicky and Dolph need to separate.
How long have we been saying that?
But it's...
Dude, they've been together for like...
I mean, they've been together for forever.
What, at least 2.5-3 years? Straight?
Yeah, since Edge.
Yeah.
Since that...
Well, that feud, she was with him before that. Before Edge. I want to say at least a few months before they eventually ran into Edge. Because he had a run with the Intercontinental belt, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe. I mean, and, you know, I really think Vicky kind of brought him out of...
Oh, yeah.
C-D-level wrestler.
She plucked him out of obscurity.
Because, if you'll remember, like...
And gave him the fast pass, yeah.
They started off with that, like, cougar chasing after a younger guy joke vignettes kind of thing. That's how they were first associated.
Yeah, they did, didn't
when
they?
She was, like, dressing him up as a handyman and
she
stuff.
She wore the dumb necklace as
yeah.
a cougar,
she's
didn't
still
she?
Wearing that. She's still wearing
she
that
does?
Necklace, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Why is she still doing that? She's not a bad-looking lady. But stuff
know.
Like that just makes me go, what? That and wearing skin-colored clothing, like, that just gets on my nerves. That is not classy ring attire, people.
That's lack of classy ring attire. But here is Vicky's not being helpful anymore.
No, now she's just
Vicky
being
is being wasted.
Yeah.
And don't waste Vicky. That is your biggest pop guarantee of all heels.
Absolutely.
Stick that on somebody
Absolutely.
Else. Stick that on
Stick
somebody
Stick someone
else.
Who can need it, who would definitely need it. Someone who maybe not have the best mic skills right now. Because Ziggler, he wasn't really all that good on the mic up until, you know,
yeah.
the past year or so.
I think, I don't like the show, but I think Ziggler's, you know, Dolph .0 show has really helped him speaking-wise.
Yeah. It gives him a reason to talk for an extended period of time. And, you know, it's almost like an improv class, almost.
Yeah.
So. I was really hoping that her and Swagger would kind of run off and...
Swagger could have used her. Swagger could have seriously used her.
I guess they weren't getting about Swagger taking some time off.
I haven't seen him since then.
I wonder if he's doing something political-wise, because I know he's pretty active.
I don't know. I don't follow him.
I believe it was him and some other person that was doing the whole, like, rock the vote kind of thing last election.
It could be. I don't know.
It's hard to think that he was here in 2008. I think he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he was out with an injury at the time.
Yeah, that was...
He was wearing a cast, I think, or one of those weird, like, robotic arm-looking casts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the thing that... Triple H had.
Yeah.
You're like, what? You're not the Terminator, Triple H. Stop being silly. But, like, I'm really hoping, you know, there's rumors that, what's-his-name is coming back, Flair's coming back.
Flair's coming back to be Ziggler's.
Ziggler's. I'm hoping that...
Maybe that'll be something that'll get him, like, to that top.
I hope that, and I hope that's a face thing. I know Flair's a great heel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Flair is, like, here's your lessons in how to be a heel, but...
Yes, but Flair heel also is a bunch of F-bombs.
Yeah,
I still remember WrestleMania 20 when it was Evolution versus Rock and Sock.
Yeah,
and Flair's like, "I want you, mother blank." Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm hoping the return pop is a good, nice face thing for Flair. Throw it over to Ziggles, give him a nice face turn.
Yeah,
stay with the cocky. I mean, Flair's got the cocky thing too.
Oh Lord, that was his entire career.
This works.
And people loved him for it. Yeah. Like, of course, it was a heel for a while, but people loved him for it.
But that's the trail Ziggler's on right now, is being an entertaining enough heel that it becomes a face.
Yeah, through cheering. Yeah, you're right. Connecting him with Flair would definitely do that. Yep. They just have to keep Flair on a semi short leash.
Yeah, I mean,
keep him away from, you know, casinos.
Yes, keep him here. Give him a mic. Keep him out of the ring. Let him stand there with his mic.
I'm pretty sure you can, like, give him some pants to hide, like, an ankle monitor or something.
Moving on to CM Punk. Same thing. Why does CM Punk need to be a heel? And it's kind of...
Because they put him up against...
Because he has to fight Cena.
Yeah.
But why can we not have faces that dislike each other? Why does that not work anymore?
I don't know.
Because let me take you to elementary school... Where the only arguments I really ever had was who will win in a fight, face A or face B. It was never, I had no care of the heels. I knew that the face would triumph because he was the best, and hurrah for, you know.
Hurrah for Hulk Hogan.
Well, I was a little young for Hulk Hogan.
I know, me too. I don't want you, but yeah, I was old
for that. But I mean,
young for whatever.
You throw down Rock and Stone Cold. Who would win Rock or Stone Cold was... You know, months of playground chatter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
even before they ever actually met.
Right. Yeah. That was the thing. And so, why can we not have that now? Why is two faces hating each other not okay? Like, even when CM Punk was a face, they had, you know, begrudging respect for the other skills.
I mean, I've said this a number of times. One of my favorite matches... was Great American Bash, I believe 2007. Or I think at that point they just called it the Bash. It was for the WWE Championship, John Cena versus Bobby Lashley. Both guys' faces. Cena obviously was the super face, and Lashley was a guy that everyone just kind of liked. And, I mean, yeah, there wasn't really any build-up to the match, but we didn't care because we knew it was going to be a great match. I didn't care because I knew it was going to be a great match. So... they've done it in the past, and yeah, there hasn't really been a big response from the times they've done it, but then again, they've never really quite had a guy like Punk before.
Right.
So,
I mean, here's the thing. Punk doesn't need to change character either. He can even stay on this quest for respect thing. Like, that's not a inherently heelish thing. Dear Lord,
Cena's been doing that for the past decade.
The whole spin, you know, the whole thing that started off him being a face was voicing problems in the company. And the fact that the championship title has not been the main event ever, not to mention 8 months in a row, is a genuine problem.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not like respect for me, it's respect for the championship. And, you know, that's the thing, is the whole... the championship is not greater than any one man, and clearly it is. And clearly, one, you know, Cena is, or no one man. I totally flipped that backwards. No one man created the championship.
Should be tagging the wall?
Very, very good wall. Perfect record.
It's just, yeah, just it's weird to think of all the things that's beat out a CM Punk championship match. Cena and Laurinaitis. That's the biggest one. That's just like...
It's like a low point.
Then the cage match. with Cena and
yeah.
Big Show.
Big Show and Cena. I mean, Cena and Blank. Actually, I totally accept Cena and Rock.
I totally
accept Royal Rumble.
But that's it.
That's it.
Absolutely it.
Mm-hmm. Everything else.
I still don't understand why they did the WWE Championship first at Elimination Chamber.
I don't know. That was a weird decision. Unless it was intentional payoff for this. But
I doubt that they're playing it that far ahead.
Highly doubt that.
Yeah, what do you think, Wall? Yep.
Very good.
Yep, all left and right.
So, Monday Fallout.
The big thing at the beginning is that Lesnar, not Lesnar.
Heyman.
Heyman, that one. He declared himself the voice of the voice of the voiceless.
Yeah.
So, you know, hooray for that.
Here,
somehow, some way, Del Rio decided he was going to interrupt him and Heyman and Cena. And that's when I just got the first, like, just really heavy groan. Just, I know where they're going with this.
You know what I really miss? SmackDown stars being on SmackDown.
You know what I really miss? Del Rio not working for WWE.
I was such an advocate of getting rid of the brand split. And this is the worst possible way to do it.
Yep.
Is to keep Raw the same, except take all the SmackDown storylines and do them twice.
Yep. Not even the Raw, like the big, big stories.
Yeah.
Sure they get replayed all the hell, you know, on SmackDown and any other show for that matter.
Yeah.
But you don't get, like, constant advances of the storyline twice in 1 week. That is so, so terrible.
Do you know how hard it is to wait in a standard month for to wait for the match to happen? Like, the same promo has to happen 3 weeks already, mm-hmm. and now you're doing it on two separate shows?
That's right. We got Sheamus and Del Rio promos 6 times a month?
Give or take.
And 3 times a month is too much.
Yeah.
For that feud. That's...
That feud needs to end!
Dear Lord, it does.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know what? Skip. Sandow came out.
That'll make me happy. Sandow came out, and dear Lord, that guy can just read the dictionary to me. I don't care what the word is, he can just...
That's what he almost did, like...
That's basically what he did.
He said it was like vocabulary lesson time. I was like, I'm into it.
I almost took notes.
This is working on so many levels. Well done.
Yep.
He holds his mic like a wine glass.
A sifter.
He just sits there with his mic, yes. It makes up for the fact that Triple H holds it by the wrong part of the mic.
He holds it by the cube.
That always drives me crazy.
Oh, another thing. Miz debuted his new talk show, Miz TV.
Which debuted in 2007.
Which really debuted in 2007. I saw that photo. Photo. Shut up, Paul. I'm speaking now. Stop interrupting.
So
that was weird, and Ryback came out and decided that he just hated his feng shui. Like, this guy needs to be in the apron. He threw a microphone and somehow it bounced into the hands of a fan, and they started chanting Goldberg into the mic, and I was like, of course you would. Dear Lord, you wouldn't even leave it to certain fans to just ruin things. I'm like, you're telling me that you have a live WWE mic in your hand.
And you said the same thing we all hear every week.
Exactly. Like, you didn't put it to good use. Like, the whole freaking Spider-Man, like, with great power, with great responsibility. And you got mugged in the alley. You got mugged and shot.
Sheamus said, Del Rio, stop it. Never again. This is the worst. I hate it.
You could easily fit that in before they killed the mic.
Yeah.
And then, from what I heard, some officials, like, ran after him. He ran away with the mic.
WWE mic!
That's a pretty awesome souvenir.
Yeah, we talked about a few weeks ago, like, the poor abused mics, what happens to him. This guy can use it.
He got thrown to him, and he's like, I'm going to give you a better home, buddy. You'll never be abused again.
Like Sarah McLachlan, adopt a mic today. Thousands of mics are dropped after really cool promos for effect.
Are you an abused mic? If so, call this hotline. Operators are standing by to help you. I can't even finish that.
There's going to be so many mics high on mic.
That's a Sarah McLachlan song. That's me singing a Sarah McLachlan.
I can tell. It sounds like it.
Doesn't it? I do a spot on Sarah McLachlan.
So, does this actually lead into a Ryback Miz feud?
I mean,
because I'm intrigued.
That's him going up against a champion.
Yeah.
That's a legit thing. Like, he's not going up against
Couches
or the Stan Stanley or something, like whatever his name was.
Random indie skinny guy.
No, wasn't it like a Stan Stanley or something?
They all had dumb names.
There was one in particular.
I don't remember.
Wolf's got my back.
I assure you, I don't remember.
Oh, whatever.
I have so many real things to remember.
Oh, like how many current talent there are on the roster.
That's right. I have 83 names to remember. Stan Stanley is not one of them.
I'm trying to think of a wrestler that you wouldn't know the name of. I can't think of any.
That's right.
I can't think of any obscure people.
That are still active. Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know if they're active anymore. They just got quietly shuffled away.
Like Trent Beretta.
I know him.
Is he alive at all anywhere? Like, Yoshitatsu's getting more screen time than he is.
I don't know. I know that name. Like, I don't know if he's still part of the company or not.
He is.
What happened to our midsummer clean sweep of the people?
Oh, the big firing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were expecting to get that after Raw 1000, like, all hands on deck until then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they decided that no one was quite expendable just yet.
Well, then.
And, I mean, this is saying a lot, considering that there was a large number of talent that moved up in the past year.
Maybe it's, you know, I haven't watched Saturday Morning Slam, but maybe they're making use of people. And whatever the main event that's going to be on ION.
The fact that Drew McIntyre and Jack Swagger still have a job amazes me.
Yeah.
Amazes probably would be the better way to say that.
Amaze. Singular. I'm one amaze.
I am only a one amaze.
Hey, those are people that could use Vicky.
People in mazes?
No, Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
I mean, people in mazes probably. Just go towards the voice.
Yeah, but the echo would be a headache.
I assumed it was a hedge maze. Like Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
It would dampen the sound.
That makes more sense.
Clearly. Clearly it's a hedge maze. Normal mazes.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
I think that is good for us.
Sure.
Yay.
Wall.
Very good.
Good wall.
All right. As always, you can follow us on Twitter every Monday, the appropriate Sundays. Maybe on a Thursday?
Who knows?
Maybe on a Friday?
Probably not.
Probably not Saturday. I'm going to sleep in. Don't need to watch that one.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? Saturday? Okay, go ahead.
You can follow us on Twitter at CRAttire.
Send us an email. Any comments, questions, anything you want us to bring up on the show. You can tell Chris just how much he's wrong about everything. Or you can tell Joel, stop just showboating on being right all the time, Mr. Ego over here. So you can send those emails at classyringattire@gmail.com, all one word.
We also have a Tumblr. It is classyringattire.tumblr.com, where you can find old episodes of this podcast and other wrestling shenanigans.
Shenanigans. If you're listening to us on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.